What is your choice? Are you willing to lend your energy to lift someone else up? Are you willing to create harmony wherever you go? Because if you do, divine mind will support you in your endeavor. It will show up in your experience. This morning, I'm inviting you to be an agent of change to create community wherever you go. Marianne Williamson wrote in Return to Love, "In every community, there is work to be done. In every nation, there are wounds to heal. And in every heart, there is the power to do it." And in every heart, there is the power to do it because divine mind, the power of the universe, is behind us. You and I have the power to change any situation, any condition in our lives through our minds. The infinite and perfect law says yes to whatever it is in our hearts. So I ask you this morning, what is in your heart? I know sometimes it may be difficult to be an agent of change because it takes a great deal of strength, takes a great deal of fortitude to be a power for change in situations where there is conflict, in situation where there are differences in a nation, a family, you name it, where there are wounds to be healed. It's difficult to stand for peace all the time, because often when we are in the middle of a situation, it seems much easier to blame, to judge, to be something other than that true spirit that we are. We fault, we criticize, it's somebody else's fault, and we look for ways to retaliate. But I say to you this morning that those attitudes and action will never lead to a world that works. Right now, I think that Marianne Williamson's words could be talking to the condition going on in our world, because there are differences in who has the right to marry. There are differences regarding a woman's right to choose. There are differences regarding how to run this country, how to fix our economy. I could go on and on, but our spiritual teachings tell us that the purpose of all of this unrest is to evolve and grow. Can you believe that? There was an interview with Joan Borisenko about her book, Your Soul's Compass, in the Science of Mind magazine a few years ago. And this is what she said. "We are at a place right now in the evolution of our global community where there is much polarization. Yet we know from chaos theory that a jump to a higher order can occur only after a period of chaos, when things as we know them break down. We're at that point. What we also know about times of chaos is that it doesn't take a lot to tip the balance. A relative minority of awakening people does so. That's you and me, my friends." In her book, she quotes the philosopher Fred Pollack, who studied the longevity of world civilizations. And guess what he found? That the most reliable indicator of longevity in a civilization was the people's images of the future. So what you and I are thinking about, what our expectations are, create our future, because these images become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So what is needed are points of light. When we have enough positive images of the future and what we want this world to be like, our world will change. And so my question to you this morning is, are you willing to be a point of light? Are you willing to take a stand for love and peace and step out on Spirit's promises that this world is a perfect place, that this world is a piece of love? Similar to Borenzinsko, Eckhart Tolle, in his book, A New Earth, Awakening to Your Purpose, says that our purpose here is to awaken to our consciousness, to awaken to our spiritual essence. And my question to you again, are you willing to do what it takes to wake up, to awaken to your magnificence? Are you willing to be one of those points of light? Are you willing to live from your higher self, your higher consciousness, to bring about this shift? Our spiritual teachers tell us we're having crises in our lives not because something is wrong, but because we're standing at the cusp of an evolution in consciousness. We are poised and ready to make that leap, and we can be a part of it. You can be a part of it. If you're willing to aid the jump or not. And again, I ask you, where do you stand? Are you willing to awaken to your magnificence? To awaken to that infinite power that lives within us? Are you willing to be a force for change? I want to be among those with a positive image for the future and are willing to cooperate with others to bring it about. I'm willing to let my light shine. Are you? And the greatest way that I can cooperate to do this is, as Ralph Waldo Emerson said, get my bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits and bring positive energy to the table. And the question is, how do we do this? When my bloated nothingness is my fear, my ego, my self-righteousness, my sense of right and wrong, my judgment. As long as this nothingness is blocking the divine circuits, there is no way that I can be a voice for peace and love. How then shall we proceed? How do I get myself out of the way? Immaculée Ilabazgiza wrote a book several years ago entitled Left to Tell, which I think embodies what Emerson was talking about. This book is Immaculée's personal story about her journey through the Rwandan war in 1994, when 1 million people were killed, many of them killed by their own neighbors. Immaculée tells her story of hiding for 3 months in a 4 by 3 foot bathroom with 7 other women to escape the genocide. You got that? 4 by 3. She had nothing to do but pray and meditate. Meditate and pray. And so she did. And yet she did not find God. She did not feel the presence. She felt only her fear. And similar to a story that I told a few weeks ago about Tommy, who could not find God until he expressed love for his own family. Immaculately prayed to feel God's love and support during this terrifying time. She prayed for peace. She prayed for comfort. And then soon it hit her. She should pray for love. The 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians kept running through her mind. Love is patient. Love is kind and envies no one. Love is never boastful, nor conceited, nor rude, never selfish, does not gloat over others' mistakes, but delights in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. And now abide faith, hope, and love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. It was when she came to embody this scripture, which she fought, but finally surrendered to it, that God's love flooded her being. She experienced a love so powerful that she survived against absolutely impossible odds. A love that was so strong that hatred and revenge were literally forced to dissolve in its presence. It was a love that allowed her to seek out the man who had killed her family, a neighbor, actually, that it was, with whom she had grown up. She came to see this man only with compassion and love. And so when the soldiers took her to him as she asked, one of the soldiers said to her, "Why did you not spit on him?" And she said, "Forgiveness is all that I have to offer." Now that, my friends, took an awful lot of strength and power. That is the power in the heart that Marianne Williamson was talking about when she says, "And within every heart, there is the power to heal." Immaculate is a concrete example of what Emmett Fox once wrote about. There is no difficulty that enough love will not conquer, no disease that enough love will not heal, no door that enough love will not open, no gulf that enough love will not bridge, no wall that enough love will not tear down, no wrong that enough love will not set right. It makes no difference how deeply seated may be the trouble, how helpless the outlook, how muddled the tangle, how great the mistake, a sufficient realization of love will dissolve it all. If only you will love enough, you will be the happiest, most powerful being in the world. And the last lines of Left to Tell read, "The love of a single heart can make a world of the difference. I believe we can heal Rwanda and our world by healing one heart at a time. I hope my story works." So again, I ask you, where do you stand this morning? Are you willing to proactively take a stand for peace and consciously create love and harmony in whatever community you find yourself? Have you thought about it? Where will you start? How can you show up as a positive force for change? Where will you create a community of harmony? Reverend Debbie and I have a vision of building a vibrant, thriving spiritual community where each person is a member of a group that loves and nurtures each other. And we have started that process. We have a compassionate care team. We have friendship ambassadors. We have a Sunday morning team. We invite you to bring your light and participate in the spiritual community. Sacred love, sacred service is a wonderful way to promote and express love. We also offer other opportunities for community. Our classes, individuals who participate in our classes, love and empower each other. Through walking the journey together, we all grow by creating this community of love and peace. We lift ourselves up and we lift each other up. Is there a conflict in your life that needs resolving? Identify mutual goals and problem solve ways to meet each of your goals. Now, I'm not talking about compromise where one person wins and another person loses. I'm talking about meeting mutual needs. I win, you win, we win, the planet wins. I ask you to take a look at your life. Is there somebody or something that you need to forgive? Is there something that's been hanging around in your consciousness that you simply need to let go because it's no longer serving you? Forgiveness is a great start in freeing up energy to create harmony. Perhaps you need to forgive yourself and love yourself so much that you can free up that energy. Also, recognize that you are enough. Do you need to give up feelings of insecurity and come to recognize that you are not only enough, but you have enough love to give to others to create this sense of community? Now, sometimes we think love is scarce. It's not a scarcity. There is so much abundance. If anything in this world is free, love is. Recognize that you are enough. Who told you that you are not enough? Delete that error message. Delete. Forgive and move on to create your own life of love and harmony. When we recognize that we are enough, when we recognize that we are spirit in expression, we are ready to let our light shine and bless others so that their light can also shine. As you allow your light to shine, share love, give love, you create a community of harmony wherever you go. Yesterday, one of Reverend Catherine's mentors told a wonderful story about Reverend Catherine being online in a store, and the line was pretty long, and the man behind her was grousing and said something to her about, "Isn't this awful?" And she turned around and said to him, I don't give away my peace that easily. But you haven't heard the rest of the story. By the time Reverend Catherine got to the parking lot, the man was there with a bouquet of flowers to thank her for the lessons that she taught him, to thank her for her sense of community and for sharing that. Phew. What a way, what an example of creating community wherever you go, wherever you are, wherever you find yourself. So as you allow your light of love to shine, you create that community wherever you are. The Sufi poet Rumi once wrote, out beyond the ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a feel. I'll meet you there. That's the feel in which we can heal our lives. That's the feel in which we can heal our nation. That's the feel where we can heal our world. And this is the kind of world I want to live in. And if you do too, there is a feel. I'll meet you there. Namaste.